It's Sunday, August 30th, and the world's most important oil shipping lane has now been closed for 7 straight months, with no end in sight. Happy Sunday, let's do the big picture first. Markets are closed today, but there's a lot building under the surface heading into Monday.
Yeah, a few things. The Hormuz story is the loudest, but in Europe, inflation came in hotter than expected, and investors are now pricing in the chance the European Central Bank keeps rates higher for longer. It's a headwind for European stocks and bonds.
So higher rates mean borrowing gets more expensive, growth slows. Not great for European markets opening Monday.
Exactly. And then there's Venezuela. The Trump administration's reported oil deal is still hanging over the market, and with the idea being more Venezuelan crude could flow, which pushes oil prices down. A separate pressure point, pulling against Hormuz.
Oil getting pulled two ways at once.
Right. And on the company side, Elastic, you know, the software search company, posted a big earnings beat that's turned some heads. AMD is also getting fresh attention from Wall Street analysts who think it's the AI trade that's been overlooked.
A lot of moving parts for a Sunday. Let's go deeper on the one that matters most. 7 months. The Strait of Hormuz has been closed for 7 months. Dev, remind people why that number matters.
So the Strait of Hormuz is a narrow waterway between Iran and Oman. About a fifth of the world's oil passes through it every single day when it's open. It's been shut since late January, and at this point, every week it stays closed is another week of supply strain.
And this week, the story picked up fresh momentum.
Big time. There's real concern now that this isn't a short-term standoff. It's becoming the new normal. Energy traders are pricing in prolonged disruption, not a quick resolution.
What does that mean for regular people? Gas prices, heating bills?
All of it, yes. Sustained oil supply constraints push energy prices up globally. That feeds into inflation. And if inflation stays sticky, central banks keep rates higher, which slows the economy. A chain reaction that starts at one small strait.
And there's been no diplomatic breakthrough?
Nothing concrete. The sentiment on this story is cautiously positive. Some people still believe a deal gets done. But that optimism has been fading. Every week, it drags on.
Month 7, that's the headline. Let's talk about what's heating up and what's cooling off. Dev, what's gaining steam?
To beyond Hormuz, the European inflation and rate story gained a lot of traction fast, and AMD, Wall Street upgraded it, and the chatter around it as the quieter AI winner is growing.
Anything losing the room?
Colombia. The collapse of the peace process there rattled emerging market assets. Currencies and bonds in developing countries. It spiked, but attention seems to be settling now. Still worth watching, just not the panic it looked like initially.
And Sanofi's vaccine news?
The RSV vaccine trial halt is confirmed and getting attention, but it hasn't spread much beyond healthcare investors yet.
Okay, bear corner. The Hormuz story feels scary, but what's the case that markets are overreacting?
Honestly, 7 months in, and the global economy hasn't collapsed. Rerouting around the Cape of Good Hope costs more, takes longer, but it's working. The world adapted faster than anyone expected.
So the disruption is real but manageable?
That's the argument. And if the Venezuela deal actually delivers more oil, you could see prices ease, even with Hormuz shut. Two supply stories running at once.
I'll take that. Though month 8 would test that thesis pretty hard. What should we watch when markets open tomorrow, Monday?
European markets open first, and that ECB rate repricing story will hit immediately. Watch how bond yields in Germany and France move. Oil prices at the open will also be the tell for how traders are reading Hormuz heading into the week.
And AMD?
See if that upgrade momentum carries. It's been a slow build. Monday could confirm it or let it fizzle.
That's Narratic Daily for Sunday, August 30th. Enjoy what's left of the weekend. Monday's going to be busy. Narratic Daily is generated from market narrative signals for information only. It is not investment advice, and nothing here is a recommendation to buy or sell any security. Do your own research.